Hey, my name is Caden, and my favourite thing about Christmas is Christmas jokes.
Hi, my name is Cole, and my favourite things about Christmas is presents, Christmas dinner, and Christmas tree.
Hi there, my name is Blessing, and my favourite thing about Christmas is me and my family together having Christmas dinner.
Hello, my name is Naomi, and my favourite thing about Christmas is waking up to Christmas dinner.
Hello, my name is Chibimnam, and my favourite things about Christmas are not having to wake up early and opening presents.
Hello, my name is Anna, and my favourite things about Christmas is Christmas dinner, opening presents, and spending time with family.
Hi, my name is Jessica, and my favourite thing about Christmas is opening presents.
We've looked at how Christmas is celebrated around the world.
In Poland, they start to eat when the first star appears. They do not eat any meat apart from fish called carp. Carp is eaten because they believe that it brings them good fortune. Their meals can last for over 2 hours because of all the tradition meals. Their starter for dinner is a beetroot soup. Christmas Eve is called Vigilia in Polish. They put a bit of hay under their tablecloth to remind them about Jesus Christ being born in the manger.
In Bulgaria, Christmas Eve is celebrated more than Christmas Day. The tradition is to fast for the whole day by only eating vegetarian foods. Fasting is the most religious tradition from the Orthodox Church, and most religious people do it for 40 days before Christmas. The number of dishes that should be served on a table should be 7, 9 or 11. These are symbolic numbers from the Bible. Some parts of the country serve 12, which represents the 12 months of the year. They have a traditional bread that is prepared for the dinner and is shared amongst all family members. A coin is hidden before the bread is baked, and it is believed the person who gets the coin will be the richest in the next year.
In Japan, Christmas is not a national holiday. However, schools are closed on Christmas Day. They have only started celebrating Christmas in Japan in the last few decades. It is not a religious holiday. Now they decorate their houses and outside on the trees. It is a time for all families to come together, just like we do in Scotland. Their traditional Christmas food is cake, but not a fruit cake, but a sponge cake, which is decorated with strawberries and whipped cream. They celebrate Christmas as a time to spread happiness. Christmas Eve is more than Christmas Day, when couples share presents and spend time with loved ones.
They celebrate for a whole month, starting on the 12th December and lasting until 6th January. People will travel to the church in the middle of Mexico City to visit the Virgin Mary. Afterwards, they will set off fireworks and a parade will fill the streets with music performance. Children will walk around people's houses singing a traditional song, Las Posadas, and asking people to let them in their homes. Each night a procession will end and a different house for a fiesta, which has lots of food and drinks and piñata. Tamales are a special Christmas food in Mexico, which is dumplings filled with banana leaves or corn and steamed.
Hello, my name is Liesl, and my favorite thing about Christmas is decorating the tree.
Hi there, my name is Indy, and my favorite thing about Christmas is opening my presents.
Hi there, my name is Finlay, and my favorite thing about Christmas is opening presents.
Hello, my name is Elisa, and my favorite thing about Christmas is opening presents.
Hello there, my name is Karina, and my favorite things about Christmas are opening presents, spending time with my family, eating Christmas dinner, and decorating the Christmas tree.
Hi there, my name is Kai, and my favorite thing about Christmas is candy canes, snowball fights, dinner, toys, and family.
Hello, my name is Dan Dan, and my favorite thing about Christmas is the Christmas turkey.
We created a pop quiz on Christmas. How many can you guess? We will give the answers at the end.
There are 9 reindeers. How many can you guess? You will get a point for each you remember. Question 2. On Christmas Day, what would you find a joke inside? Question 3. What is the day after Christmas Day called? Question 4. What form of transport does Santa use to carry and deliver presents on? Question 5. What has wings and is traditionally put on the top of the tree? Question 6. What color is Rudolph's nose? Question 7. When you build a snowman, what vegetable is traditionally used as a nose? Question 8. How many doors are opened in an advent calendar?
Here are the answers to our class pop quiz. Question 1. Rudolph, Dancer, Prancer, Donner, Blitzen, Cupid, Comet, Vixen, Dasher. Give yourself 1 point for each one you guessed. Question 2. Cracker. Question 3. Boxing Day. Question 4. Sleigh. Question 5. Angel. Question 6. Red. Question 7. Carrot. Question 8. 24. You could have got 16 points in total. How many did you get?
Now for the nativity. Primary 5 left the nativity scene where Mary and Joseph were looking for a room in Bethlehem so that Mary could rest. Let us share the next part.
They knocked on lots of doors, but the innkeepers were fed up with answering the door and said, "No room," or "Can't you read the full sign?" in grumpy voices. At last, a very kind innkeeper said, "You both look so tired. Would you like to stay the night in my stable? Don't mind the animals." That night, stars glowed like birthday candles in the night sky, and that night, God sent us a wonderful present, his son, the baby Jesus. "I think I want to go to sleep," said Mary, wrapping the baby in cloths and giving him a cuddle. "Let's see if you'd be happy in the manger."
Hi, my name is Oscar, and I like decorating my Christmas tree and cake.
Hi, my name is Isla Rose, and my favorite thing about Christmas is opening presents and seeing my family.
Hey, my name's Summer, and my favorite things about Christmas is opening presents, eating my gram and dinner, and seeing my family and elves.
My name is Aaron, and my favorite part of Christmas is opening presents and turkey dinner.
Hi, my name is Mariam, and my favorite thing about Christmas is opening presents and candy canes.
Hello, my name is Damon, and my favorite thing about Christmas is snow.
Hi, my name is Billy, and my favorite things about Christmas is cold and darkness.
Hey, my name is Alex. My favorite thing about Christmas is my mom and my family.
Hey, my name is Logan, and my favorite thing about Christmas is Christmas dinner.
Hi, my name is Winter. My favorite things about Christmas is getting to go visit my family, watch movies all night, listen to songs, have a family feast, and mischievous elves, snow angels, and snow.
A Christmas Story by Elisa. A few days before Christmas, I was walking to a hotel, but 15 minutes before I arrived, I saw a gingerbread house. It had lots of sweets stuck on with icing and melted chocolate. I did not want to knock on the door, so I just opened it and said, "Hello, is anyone there?" Then this little gingerbread man came up and said, "Hey there, do you want to come and stay with me for 5 days? Because I am lonely." I replied, "Yes, please." "Great," says the gingerbread man. "What are you waiting for? Come in. My name is Mr. Cookie." Mr. Cookie was a lovely man and very kind. He smelled of chocolate chips. It made me want to eat him. Finally, Christmas came. I was so excited and could not wait, but Mr. Cookie did not celebrate Christmas. "What do you mean you don't celebrate Christmas?" I asked. "I do not know what Christmas is. There is no such thing. What is it?" Mr. Cookie asked. "Christmas is a time to celebrate the baby Jesus' birthday, as he was born on this day. Santa brings gifts to all the boys and girls around the world, just like the three wise men did to baby Jesus," I told him. "Wow, well, we should go shopping and get some things," he said. We shopped for ages, buying a Christmas tree and decorations for it. We bought presents for friends and family and had a lot of Christmas food like turkey, roast potatoes and vegetables. We even bought a huge Christmas cake. We got back and decorated the house. It looked amazing. We were so exhausted we fell asleep on the couch. We slept until morning, and when we woke up, Santa had been and left presents. We had so much fun opening them, but I was missing my family, so I had to say goodbye to Mr. Cookie. We promised to see each other soon. I returned home and spent the rest of the day with my family.
We interviewed Mr. Vroshka about how they celebrate Christmas in Poland.
Question 1. How do you celebrate Christmas in Poland?
In Poland, we celebrate Christmas on the 24th of December. To start our Christmas supper, we wait for the first star to appear in the sky.
Question 2. What's your favorite part about Christmas?
My favorite part of Christmas is I'm going to see all my family, I'm going to see all my grandmas, and we're going to spend all the time together, as I don't see them very often.
Great. Do you have any traditions at Christmas?
The traditions we have in Poland is that for our supper we have 12 dishes, and my granddad always used to tell me that I have to try them all, so I'm going to have a good luck in the next year. We also don't eat meat, we eat fish instead. And under our table, we put hay, and hay symbolizes that Jesus was born in a manger.
Question 4, lastly, what would you like for Christmas?
For Christmas, I wish that I could spend more time with my family, I could see them more often. And I would also like to get a little kitten to keep company to my dog and my cat.
What's your name?
Eddie.
And what's your name?
Christmas.
And what does Santa say?
How many kisses?
What does Santa say?
How many kisses?
I woke up on Christmas Eve morning early and decided to make a yummy breakfast for my parents. I woke them up with a little bit of elf magic. While they ate, I went and got dressed. I put my best clothes, candy cane earrings, a snow cape, and an elf dress with sparkling snowflakes. Next, my sister and I went to our neighbors to tell them some Christmas jokes. One of the jokes was so funny, we all ended up crying with happy tears. After that, my family and I went for a walk. It was snowy and everything was shining brightly and shimmering like glitter. We all had a snowball fight. Then I had an idea. We would make a snowman. We all helped to roll a body and head, then used sticks from the trees to make arms. We found some round stones to make eyes and a nose. As soon as we put the features on his face, he began to shake and he shrunk down into a teeny tiny snowman. We decided to take him home and put him into a snow globe and kept him nice and cold. On our way home, we saw some of my friends. I was allowed to go and play with them for a while before our guests came over to our house. While we were out, we saw some reindeers. There were 7 of them and one had a red nose. They were brown colored and were eating something shiny out of a bucket. We wondered what that could be for. Later, when I got home, our guests had already arrived. I played with the babies and we had some food and a little party. Later, we all were exhausted from a busy day and couldn't keep our eyes open but excited because tomorrow was Christmas Day. We went to bed, but it took me a while to fall asleep because I was so excited. Finally, I fell asleep. When I woke up, it was bright outside. I looked out the window and everything was still white and bright. The snow looked crisp and cold. Suddenly, I remembered that it was Christmas Day. I heard some voices in the hall as everyone was waking up. Everyone was up and ready to head downstairs. We all ran quickly to the living room and our eyes lit up when we saw the amount of presents that Santa had left. It was the best day ever, having a huge meal together and having lots of fun. It was truly the best Christmas ever.
We researched some good old Christmas jokes. Have a listen. We hope you get a good laugh.
What did the aggressive snowman say to the carrot? Get out of my face.
Why did the red-nosed reindeer help the old lady cross the road? Because it would have been rude of him not to.
What do snowmen eat for breakfast? Frosty flakes or Ice Krispies?
Who hides in the bakery at Christmas?
A mince spy.
Who delivers presents to cats?
Santa Paws.
Did you hear Santa knows karate? He has a black belt.
Why does Santa have 3 gardens? So he can ho, ho, ho.
I'll watch it.
Dear Santa, the Grinch was so naughty, he stole our Christmas presents, Christmas tree, Christmas lights, Christmas dinner, and also our phones.
I was fast asleep upstairs one night when the phone started ringing. I creeped downstairs and saw a ginormous green monster with grass-like fur. It was the Grinch. He jumped out the window with his sack over sack of stolen goodies over his shoulder. Then he rolled down the street before jumping into a car. Drove away. I grabbed my sledge and chased him down the road, the street. The Grinch's car had broke down, and before he could get away, I caught up with him. He was trying to fix his car when I skidded into him, knocking him onto his back. The Grinch gave up and started to cry. He said, "I'm sorry for stealing your Christmas. I was just feeling lonely as I didn't have a best friend." Then I said, "You can be my best friend forever. You don't need to steal things from people. I know how you can make this right, don't you?" "Yes, I know that I need to go. I need to do," said the Grinch. "Okay, let's go home and have some hot chocolate with whipped cream and marshmallows." We sledged back home. The Grinch put everything back just as it was. He had made a mistake, but he did the right thing in the end. Soon my family woke up and piled on the Grinch, and he started to laugh so hard after I explained that had happened, and all he wanted was just a best friend. So Santa, I am writing to ask, can you put him back on the nice list, please? Yours sincerely, Aaron.